press briefing. Commissioner Hall will be available for questions from the podium, along with MDOT Executive Director Melinda McGrath and our two Central Mississippi District Engineers, District 3 Engineer Kevin McGee and District 5 Engineer Brian Ratliff. Please welcome the Honorable Dick Hall.
Happy Groundhog Day. Looks like he was right. Thank you for being here. Allow me to begin by clearly stating that the vision of the Mississippi Transportation Commission will always exceed our resources. We will not allow our budget to determine that vision. However, as someone so correctly said once upon a time, between the great things we cannot do and the small things we will not do, the danger is that we will do nothing. 30 years ago, the Mississippi legislature did something so important that I will debate with anyone that it was the most significant economic development event in the state of Mississippi in the last half century, the so-called AHEAD four-lane program. As a result, four-lane highways were constructed in the rural areas of our state that had only dreamed of such safe and convenient facilities. But as a member of that legislature at that time, I recall that we failed to provide for maintaining this multi-billion dollar investment. This lack of funding has led to the crumbling of the state's roads and bridges. This deterioration of our highways is most noticeable along rural routes. The very area that we set out last 30 years ago to help. These roads and bridges are passable, but some are posted, and almost all are in some stage of poor condition. The truth is, the majority of today's state transportation funding goes toward the preservation of major infrastructure routes like the interstates and heavily traveled four-lane highways. These are the routes that carry the majority of general, statewide, and commercial traffic. This deterioration of our transportation system is no longer only a road and bridge issue. It's become a major issue affecting economic development, community growth, and public safety throughout the state. Last year, 677 people were killed on the state's roadways. As road conditions continue to decline, the safety risk continues to rise. If the current level of funding continues, the state-owned rural highway system will continue to be neglected. The pie is simply not big enough to feed everybody. The hard truth is, our roads are deteriorating faster than we have the money to fix them. The state has already passed a critical point. The longer these rural roads, particularly the rural roads, are ignored, the worse the situation will become and the more money it will cost the taxpayers of Mississippi to fix. The Mississippi Department of Transportation has provided the legislature with a list of cuts totaling $50 million that are presently funded out of the gasoline tax, which are not on state highway programs, such as welcome centers, rest areas, multimodal fund, state aid, and beaver control, etc. The legislature has shown little interest in spending this $50 million portion of the gasoline tax on state highways. The bottom line is, the state owns 30,000 miles of highways, and 11,000 miles of those need to be repaired or replaced. At least 900 of the 5,700 bridges need to be reconstructed. This totals over 550 projects that are shown on this map. Over 150 of them are in the central district, which I serve as a people's elected commissioner. I'm here today to announce an 8-year plan to replace the deficient bridges, repave the fractured highways, add the needed additional lanes, and provide up-to-date safety features to our system. This plan will be divided into two phases. Phase one is going to include the years one through four. Phase two will include the years 5 through 8. Implementation of this plan will require an additional $400 million per year. $1.6 billion for the phase one, $1.6 billion for phase two, for a total of $3.2 billion for the project shown on this map. Let me give you some examples of the projects in this plan. The ones that I'm going to speak to are those located in the district, the central district, which I represent as a commissioner. Right here in Hinds County, there's a need to improve deteriorating pavement on Highway 18 from I-20 all the way to the Capaya County line. U.S. Highway 80 from Clinton to Terry Road, a very busy route, desperately needs repaving. In Lauderdale County, the four-laning of Highway 19 from Meridian to Philadelphia needs to be completed. Two of the three phases of this highway have been completed. The pre-construction work necessary, like right-of-way acquisition and movement of utilities in this third phase, has been done. It's all ready to go. We simply don't have the money to go out there and build it. In Neshoba County, the Philadelphia bypass should have been built 20 years ago. That's on this map. In Washington County, the need for a U.S. Highway 82 bypass around Greenville is a top need in this part of the Delta. If you have driven through there recently, and I know you have gotten behind 18-wheelers, and you better not be in a hurry. And we have already got a few million dollars invested in this project, and it's sitting there waiting to be completed, and we don't have the funds to do it. In Warren County, there's a need to four-lane a section of Highway 27 in Vicksburg to improve capacity for that area. That would include upgrading the interchanges near Warren Central High School, definitely a safety factor. And parts of U.S. 49 from Jackson up to Madison County through Yazoo County on up to Bolivar County is a heavily traveled route that has some significant improvements needed. The four-laning of Highway 15 in Newton County is another example of 150 other projects that are included in the district area, in the central district in this plan. But without the necessary additional funding, few, if any, of these will be built in the next 8 years. Obviously, that funding will be dependent on action by our state legislature. And with those comments, I will yield to questions and comments, our suggestions.
Said that a few million are already invested in the project already. How much money are we
talking?
I
think over 20 million, is it not? This is a Greenville project.
And all the work that's done to date, around 60 million on the Greenville bypass, the Highway 82 bypass around Greenville. The plans are already, the utilities are moved, all the right of way has been purchased. And one half of the dirt work and bridge work has been completed, but the rest is in need of completion. Thank you.
That's Kevin McGee, our district engineer.
Just wanted to get your thoughts on the House bill that passed yesterday on an internet sales tax that would generate money for infrastructure projects.
It's certainly a step in the right direction. I think the number I saw, it would create something like $50 million a year, and that would leave us another $350 million. We're going to need every year if we're going to build what is on this map.
If the state were to pass the state lottery, would you be in support of having some of that money allocated to?
Sure, but I understand the numbers from a lottery income not going to be anywhere near the kind of money we're talking about. But it's going to probably take a combination of different things, like you said, perhaps the internet sales tax, maybe a lottery, whatever else. Obviously, that's the legislature's decision. It's the legislature's authority to do that. It's not ours. We don't have that authority. So it's a plan they're going to have to put together. We will work with them in any way we can. We've given them an awful lot of information that we have, and it's going to take some kind of a combination of funding. You know, a lot of people forget that back in '87 when we did that, there was a lot of different things went into it also besides the gasoline tax. And there was a sales tax on the gasoline you bought back then that took the sales tax off of that and made it a flat tax. And of course, that's why we're in the problem we're in today. It was set 30 years ago, and it's still the same tax as it was then. Actually, it wasn't. It was 15 cents, I think, the first year, and it graduated for two or three years up to 18 cents, and it's still that. So that's the problem we're faced with, and it's not unique to us. All the states are doing it. I mean, all the states are facing the same problem, but the difference is most of them are doing something about it. Seven states this year, seven states will have already passed legislation that will increase their gasoline tax, and every one of them has a tax already higher than Mississippi's.
The NEC's recommendation was for, I think, $315 million in additional funding for MDOT.
Actually, I think theirs was to also include the counties and municipalities, too. Which need help. There's no doubt about it. The only difference between them and us is our number's bigger. But that's not enough money to do this. Now, if this is what we think this is a program that absolutely ought to be the minimum program over the next 8 years to fix what needs fixing and to add to absolutely needed capacity in some places. But it's going to take $400 million to do it. So if they're going to take care of something with the counties and the municipalities too, it's going to take more money than that.
If the legislature doesn't come up with that number by the end of this session, what happens to this plan?
One of my biggest fears is, to be perfectly frank with you, that the legislature may do something, not nearly enough, and walk away and say, okay, we did something. But we did something about it, and nobody does anything for another 30 years. That's the box I don't want to be in. If you're going to do something, it's going to be just as if those that have such a tough time voting for some kind of a tax increase, it's going to, the guy's mad at you about it. He's going to be mad at you no matter what the amount is. So go if you're going to do something. If you're going to have the political courage to do something. If you think what we're telling you is the truth and it needs to be done, then do it. To fix the problem, not only for us, but also the counties and municipalities. This is something that's not going to get any better. Every day there's a delay, the cost goes up every single day. And we're talking about now having to rebuild things rather than just repave them, which would have been repaving them the way if we'd have had those resources over the last 30 years, we wouldn't be here today having such the problem that we have.
You said it might take a combination of revenue sources, but if it came down to just the gas tax and raising it, how much of an increase would it require to raise this amount of money?
That's what I would call a penny of increase fields about $22 million for every penny. You do the math.
What's the tone of the conversation? What's that been like between MDOT and state lawmakers in trying to get this money?
I think many are starting to realize the size of the problem, and the more that is realized, the bigger problem it becomes politically and in every other way. I think there are members that are starting to, particularly those in the rural areas. It's hard to explain to them why we can't get out there and fix that two-lane road they've got there locally, we first have to take the money we have and deal with where that most of the traffic is, and that's on the interstates and the heavily traveled four-lane highways. We have to just to deal with the possible safety issues. Then, and as I said in my remarks, the problem is the pie is not big enough. It's not big enough. The only way we're going to be able to get out there to those rural areas that we so desperately need to fix is to have more resources to do it. But it's so frustrating. And I was part of that legislature 30 years ago. That's the problem we tried so hard to fix, was the rural areas. Remember, the idea was to be sure you had a four-lane highway within 30 minutes of your house wherever you live. We built four-lane highways in northeast Mississippi in the Delta that had no idea they were going to get them. They were a dream for them. But we didn't provide to maintain them. You all know that. We've been over this many times. We didn't have the foresight to make. We're going to make this kind of investment, and we didn't have the foresight to provide the facilities, the resources needed to maintain them. So the Mississippi Department, well, used to be the Highway Department, now the Mississippi Department of Transportation, I can't say enough for these folks that are standing around here in the yellow vests. They work as hard as anybody I have ever seen. They're more frustrated probably than anybody because they know what needs to be done and they don't have the tools to fix it. Now, what can be more frustrating to you than that? To know what needs to be done and you just don't have the wherewithal to fix it.
Are there any areas deteriorating faster than others around the state? Is it just
interstates and things like that, of course, they're designed for trucks, and that's a different traffic than you got out there in the rural area. But they're both deteriorating rapidly, and probably the rural areas, particularly because we have so little that we're able to do with those, and once they reach a certain point, and my engineering colleagues over here can explain this better than I, but you're gonna reach a certain point with a roadway, just like a house or anything else, where if you let it go to, it deteriorates to a point where you can't fix it with a Band-Aid. You've got to go in there and totally rebuild it, and that's what we're doing. We have already passed that point with a lot of the highways on this map, where we can't get out there and just repaving it is not going to fix the problem. In fact, it's almost a waste of money to do it. You've got to go in there and rebuild it. I'll give you an example. I didn't mean to get into this, but the city of Jackson streets. I mean, that's where they are. It's gone so far that they're going to have to be rebuilt. And that's what we're starting to run into now with our state highways. And I certainly don't want them to end up looking like the city of Jackson streets. Anybody else? Our staff is going to be around here. The maps are here. If y'all want to look at them, and our engineers will be here to answer any questions about a particular spot if you have anything like that. Thank you all for being here.